From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks higher, folks, from the Brazilian American Chamber of Commerce ringing that closing bell. And we are brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit sectorspdrs.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. A rally in crude boosting energy shares today. West Texas Intermediate up 3.6%, gaining $1.66, $47.86 a share. Apple jumping after Berkshire Hathaway disclosed a stake in the iPhone maker. Apple up today by 3.7%. Berkshire advancing 0.2%. That's Berkshire talking about the Class A shares there. S&P 500 index climbing 20 points to 2,066, a gain of 1%. Dow Industrials up 174 points, a gain of 1%. NASDAQ up 57 points, higher by 1.2%. A busy week for economic data. New data coming out tomorrow morning on consumer prices. Brad McMillan is Chief Investment Officer at Commonwealth Financial.
We expect to see an increase in inflation at the headline level particularly, but also at the core level. We're going to see maybe a little bit of fireworks because you could see the headline number tick up, but it's not going to mean anything. The important number is the core number, and that should just be more of the same.
And he was our guest interviewed minutes ago right here on Taking Stock. The S&P 500 index climbed 20 points to 2,066, up 1%. Dow Industrials advancing 174 points, also up by 1%. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 57, a gain of 1.2%. 10-year down 14.32 at yield 1.74%. And gold higher today by $3.30 the ounce to $1,276. For gold, that was a gain of 0.3%. It is 4:02 on Wall Street. Now, let's take a look at other news from around the world on Bloomberg Radio.
Thank you, Charlie. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Sherry Ann. Voters go to the polls in Oregon and Kentucky tomorrow. Today, Bernie Sanders was in Puerto Rico talking about the territory's worsening debt crisis.
Austerity will cause more suffering for working people and make the rich richer. We must vigorously oppose all efforts at austerity.
U.S. Special Envoy Brett McGurk says the Islamic State is losing the battle to maintain control, especially in places like the Syrian city of Raqqa, where Jihadi John was killed by a drone.
We found him, we tracked him, and we targeted him with such precision on the streets of Raqqa that nobody else was harmed.
McGurk says the coalition will continue to target the leaders of Islamic State. North Carolina's so-called bathroom law is facing another legal challenge. The American Civil Liberties Union wants a federal judge to stop the law from being enforced. The state of North Carolina and the Justice Department are suing each other over the law, which allows transgender people to use a bathroom that corresponds to their sex at birth. After stalling for months, Congress is ready to move on President Obama's request for additional money to fight Zika. House Republicans today released legislation to provide $622 million, and a $1.1 billion measure is expected to be endorsed by the Senate tomorrow. A Long Island park has removed signs bearing the name of disgraced former New York Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos. Skelos was sentenced last week to 5 years in prison on federal corruption charges. Global news, 24 hours a day, powered by our 2,400 journalists in more than 150 news bureaus around the world. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Sherry Ann. Charlie?
And we thank you. And again, recapping, stocks are higher. S&P advancing 20 points to 2,066, up 1%. The Dow also up by 1%. NASDAQ climbed 1.2%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Move around. Motion creates emotion.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
You move like they do. I've never seen anyone move that fast.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Something's called movers and shakers. They cost a little more, but that name cracked me up.
Bloomberg Taking Stock, Movers and Shakers, with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
Let's take a look at the S&P 500 to get a sense of just how strong the conviction was today for a move up in stock prices. 432 companies had their share price end higher, 72 lower, 2 unchanged. Our stock editor, Dave Wilson, is back with us in studio to kick off Movers and Shakers.
Got to talk about the biggest gain across U.S. stocks today. It was Anacor Pharmaceuticals. The ticker is ANAC. This company's developing a treatment for the skin disease eczema. They accepted a takeover offer from Pfizer that's valued at $5.2 billion. This is Pfizer's first deal since they abandoned a proposed $160 billion takeover of Allergan. Now, drugs similar to Anacor's are under development at Celgene and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, and those stocks rose as well. Let's go through the numbers. Anacor up 57% on the day. Pfizer actually higher too, up 0.6%. Celgene with a 1.4% gain, and Regeneron, a top performer in the S&P 500, up 6.1%.
L Brands, the women's apparel and beauty product companies, best known for its Victoria's Secret brand, shares down about 0.5%. The company reports results on Wednesday the 18th. The stock is down about 30% so far this year, and it hit a new 52-week low today, $66.37. Core weakness in the Victoria's Secret core offerings, perhaps combined with anticipated effect of the elimination of the Victoria's Secret catalog and some product categories, perhaps going to be the focus when the company reports its first quarter results, as I said on Wednesday. Once again, L Brands down 0.5%, hitting a new 52-week low.
Oil in particular, commodities in general, helping to boost the stock market today. Let's take a look at Marathon Oil. Shares up nearly 5% today after crude oil rose more than 3%. Oil prices rallying on concerns about supply outages in Nigeria and Venezuela. And then Goldman Sachs has been pretty bearish on oil prices, seeming more positive on the market now, saying that the oil market's gone from nearing storage saturation to actually being in deficit. As of May, sustained strong demand and declining production. Goldman now expecting oil prices to increase to $50 a barrel in the second half of the year. And that compares with its April 22nd outlook for prices between 40 and 45 in the second half, according to the Wall Street Journal, Dave. So not too surprising to see the move today.
Here's a corporate name for you, Ingevity. It's a brand new public company. It was just spun off. It's a maker of specialty chemicals that used to be part of the paper and packaging company WestRock that was formed through a merger last year. Ingevity trading under the ticker NGVT, and investors kind of like this one. Stock with a gain of 7.3% in its first full day of trading post-spinoff.
Sears Holdings hitting a new 52-week low today. The stock down nearly 50% so far this year, down 5 cents today, trading at $11.08. But Warren Buffett seems to have given Sears an indirect but maybe financially material vote of confidence. Sears bears seemingly not smart to think that the company is anywhere close to being on the brink of failure, as many claim. This all according to Warren Buffett, and he says, well, maybe the company has some material value. Once again, shares of Sears Holding, though, going the other way, down to a 52-week low today, $11.08.
And let's look at Freeport-McMoRan so we get a sense of how important this boost in oil prices has been for a commodity prices more broadly today. I just mentioned the supply disruptions in Nigeria increased demand. But Freeport, among the leaders in the S&P 500 today, as Cowan and Company raised their forecast to $15 a share from $10. And in fact, the Bloomberg Commodity Index of 22 raw materials rose as much as 1%. The commodities complex seems to be marching higher under the leadership of oil, says Michael Turek, the head of base metals at BGC Partners in New York.
All right, it's time now for the Volatility Index Report. It, of course, brought to you by the CBOE VIX Options and Futures. Volatility can be harnessed with CBOE VIX Options and Futures. See disclosures. Learn more at CBOE.com/powerfuloutcomesVIX. The VIX down today, down about 3.5%, closing at 14.51. And just taking a look at the VIX at, well, it was down 0.53. And potential volatility points, Brexit, that's the June 23rd vote, continuing concern about China, validated by those weak numbers that we received over the weekend, and, of course, that FOMC meeting on June the 15th. Volatility may increase.
All right, Dave, you're up.
Hi, my name is Dave.
Wilson, where are you? Wilson!
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
We're going for a price on Wilson.
Open up the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave!
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Editas Medicine. It gained the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation's backing for its drug development work, having some impact on the stock today, Dave Wilson.
Absolutely. I mean, Editas Medicine's in the editing business, as its name implies. We're talking about genome editing in which a patient's DNA is modified. Company uses a technique called CRISPR, no E in that name, to cut out sections of DNA. Now, Editas started in 2013 and raised $163.3 million privately. Microsoft's Bill Gates and Alphabet's venture unit, GV, were among its investors. Company made a $108 million initial public offering in February, and its ticker is EDIT, E-D-I-T. Now, the IPO was done at $16 a share. While Editas dipped below that price during the first 2 weeks of trading, the company quickly shed the busted IPO status. Shares rose as high as $43.99 in March before retreating below $30 last week. Now, today, Editas rallied after gaining that financial support from the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Company will receive as much as $5 million over 3 years to pursue treatments for the genetic disorder. Editas also reported a wider first quarter loss and lower revenue than analysts expected based on the Bloomberg survey. Even so, the stock climbed as much as 20.5% in today's trading and closed with a gain of 13%.
Thank you very much, Dave Wilson, Bloomberg Stocks columnist, Editas Medicine, based in Cambridge, Mass. Of course, home to Bloomberg 1200. If you're listening to Taking Stock, I'm Pim Fox, my co-host Kathleen Hayes, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
Bloomberg Taking Stock is brought to you by SS&C. More experience, superior technology, independence, and expertise. That's how SS&C drives the future of fund administration. SS&C, they are the future of fund administration.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.